AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Lattice Semiconductor's 41-week signal is now competing with a 104% fair value gap. LSCC added 6.6% for the week and remains high in its yearly range, but ordinary volume and a large fair value premium keep the latest strength from looking fully confirmed. Research brief. Lattice Semiconductor closed at 144.50 on 12 June, up 6.6% for the week and 63.1% over 12 weeks. The trend signal remains active for a 41st week, with price 46.4% above its trend line. But the stock also trades 104.5% above fair value, and volume was only in line with its 13-week average. Key points. 1. LSCC ended the week at 144.50, up 6.6%, with 4-week and 12-week gains of 20.3% and 63.1%. 2. The trend signal is active, with 41 of the past 52 weeks active, and price 46.4% above the 98.74 trend line. 3. The stock sits at 89.7% of its 52-week range, 7.2% below the 155.80 high, but 104.5% above the 70.68 fair value marker. 4. Volume was 9.6 million shares, equal to 1.0 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average, leaving participation evidence neutral. 5. Semiconductor breadth remains strong with 84.1% of the industry in active trends and 91.3% showing positive market dynamics. Weekly move keeps LSCC near the top of its range. Lattice Semiconductor's weekly tape stayed constructive as the stock rose 6.6% to 144.50, reversing the prior week's 7.8% pullback and leaving it only 7.2% below its 52-week high of 155.80. The short-term sequence is still forceful. LSCC is up 20.3% over 4 weeks, 63.1% over 12 weeks, 91.1% over 26 weeks, and 202.0% over the past year. The trend signal remains active with 41 active weeks across the past year and a 78.8% trend breadth reading. Price is 46.4% above the 98.74 trend line, which keeps the weekly regime positive. The less comfortable part of the setup is valuation distance. LSCC is 104.5% above its 70.68 fair value marker. So further upside depends on continued momentum and participation rather than valuation support. Chip group strength helps, but LSCC is not the hottest name in semis. The sector backdrop is favorable. U.S. technology gained an average 2.0% for the week and 8.6% over 4 weeks, while its 12-week average return is a strong 44.7%. Within U.S. semiconductors, conditions are even more aggressive. The group averaged a 4.3% weekly return, 8.0% over 4 weeks, and 90.2% over 12 weeks, with 84.1% trend breadth and 75.4% positive relative strength breadth. Against that group, LSCC is solid rather than dominant. Its 6.6% weekly return ranks 29th of 69 semiconductor peers, and its 20.3% 4-week gain ranks 17th, but its 63.1% 12-week return ranks 40th, as higher beta peers such as ARM, MRVL, A-Lab, and CRDO have moved faster. Across U.S. technology, LSCC ranks in the 77th percentile, indicating clear relative strength without being the sector's most extended mover. Market dynamics are positive, while volume keeps confirmation only moderate. Market dynamics finished the week at 1.44, a positive reading, though the signal state shows no fresh buy, and the 4-week change is down 10.2%. Relative strength improved to 48.95 and is up 43.1% over 4 weeks, which supports the recovery from the early June dip. But the momentum gauge is not uniformly accelerating. Volume is the main restraint in the evidence set. The week's 9.6 million shares matched the 13-week norm at 1.0 times and sat below the 52-week average at 0.9 times. That is adequate for trend continuation, but it is not the type of volume expansion that would confirm a decisive pushback toward the 52-week high. Risk is about distance, not breakdown. There is no dominant top-level risk cluster in the current profile. Still, the risk-reward evidence is more nuanced after the size of the move. LSCC has recorded 34 upside weeks versus 18 downside weeks over the past year, with average gains of 5.8% and average losses of 4.0%, but 13-week and 52-week volatility both stand at 6.8%, so weekly swings remain meaningful. What to watch next is whether price can hold well above the $98.74 trend line, while market dynamics stabilize or improve. A move back toward the $155.80 high would carry more weight if volume rises above 1.5 times average. Without that, the stock can remain in a constructive trend, but the 104.5% fair value premium and near-range position leave less room for weak participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.